El Toldos Neach. We'll start with the first Meheshileach from Chelik Aleph on Parshas Neach. Aseluch Atevas Atzei Goifer. Inyan Ateva, Shenosna Hashem Yisbarach Eitze Vahagonu Lenoach Ad She'ovru Yumei Hazaam. So it's not just to save Neach physically, it's to give him structure and guidance spiritually. V'chein, L'chol Mi Shalein Izdachech Liboy Adayin, everybody, anyone who is not yet pure and clean of heart, Yuchalul Moed Eitzais Ech Yisoser Atzmoy, how to protect oneself, how to be master, meaning how to contain within your energy used to perfect yourself within, V'yogin Ba'adoy. Watch over yourself and your internal, emotional, psychological, spiritual workings to protect mikol ra hamisragish boilam, from the bad things that can happen to people and that can have profoundly negative effects on what kind of people we become. V'chein amru chazal, in Tanu de Bel Rabba, imreya adam shi yisurin boin alav, you see challenges, you see that there are painful moments in life, and that there are challenges of a spiritual kind, which could chalila cause a person to fall. Yarutz l'chadri chadorim shel Torah. Then one should steep oneself in Torah and into the innermost truths of Torah. V'hi naisenes le'etza eich l'hinotzel. The Torah will provide answers of how you can survive and how you will be able to flourish in spite of the challenges, in spite of the etzahara, in spite of whatever worldly forces or personal forces militate against your success, you'll be spared. V'inyan ha-teva hu, apimadi isa b'gemara. The idea of the teva is connected to the gemara in Pesachim. Shleish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyevan HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the three who are mi, she'ein ha-kayes, someone who is not quick to anger, ve'einoi mishtaker, he does not become inebriated, doesn't become drunk. He keeps his seichel straight. Someone who's forgiving. So that there is a pleasantness all about the person between himself and or herself and others. That means that there is no response of an angry kind, even if there may be a frustration, a sense of consternation within. Ve'ena mishtaker, that someone remains always sober and serene. Haynu sheyeshlo yishuv hadas, he has serenity. Umakir umamin b'bayri oylam, he recognizes there's a bayri oylam, and the bayri oylam is in charge, and what happens is meant to happen, and I must allow Ribbono shel Olam's decisions to prevail, without struggling against him. Work with him, so to speak. It will be okay. Don't be, you know, too panicky, and don't be too much one who tries to change and to reorganize instead of working with the pattern that the Torah would guide us to work with in life. Umisha Mavral Midaisav Hainusha Meser Hakas Gam Meliboy. Mavral Midaisav means that you're not even upset. You don't have anger. You don't have the sense of indignation about whatever it is toward whomever it is. Shlayi b'libay shum tarumais al chaveri. Now, al elu hashloisha meramis hateva. And after all, you see, so much of this is about how to react to other people and to the challenges of other people, and that's because Noach is dealing with people who were kihishchis kalbasar. He was dealing with molharetz chamas. And the guidance to Noach, therefore, is how to work with people and how to reconstruct mankind after he emerges from the table. So Hashem Yisbarach says to him, Aseh lucha tevas atzei gaifer, haynu shaloi tichos. No kas. And it was easy for him to have kas. After all, the people didn't believe him. Then he watches them drown because they were not saved. He should respond with serenity. And geifer means shalotichas. Why? Ki gofris meira al kas. Gofris represents kas. Sulfur. Something of that very powerful nature, something that has a burning, hot character to it. V'zeh, that's why it says, asei lecha tevas atzei geifer. Hainu shetiskor es hakas. Make a teva, make a box for the geifer. Doesn't mean just make a teva of geifer. It means tevas, geifer, where you geifer, meaning the power that's gofris, should be contained. It's a remez to the containment of geifer. Hainu shetiskor es hakas v'letichos bepoil. Ki nimtase es hateva. That's the second midah. Shaloi tishtake. Be organized. Not be inebriated. Be serene. Not panicky. Rak tehei b'yishuv hadas. Ki kinim hu chadorim. What does kinim mean? Kinim literally means separate compartments. Kinim tase sateva. Make separate compartments. Three levels. And in each level compartments, in the level for the animals, compartments for all different kinds of species. That's what kinim literally means. Chadorim. Kamesh yeshle chadorim harbe.
How could they talk about Noach with about getting drunk? The first thing that Noach did was...
But that's not while he's in the teva. He's going to talk about the fact that after he left,
he felt
that he would be safe, but he was mistaken. He felt that it would be safe at that point for him. He felt that as a Mushlam he would be able to, but even then it wasn't safe. He's going to mention it at the very end.
And you can just use the English word compartmentalize, which is a defense.
That's right.
It's also the same thing.
But this idea of kinim, meaning to organize and understand everything has its place and keep it that way. Not just physically, but emotionally, right. Psychologically, right. Exactly. Religiously. To understand each and every aspect of one's life and to know and understand the place it has and to keep that all in order. Sarak Shiela Yishuv Hadas. He has to have a good comportment, a certain sense of serenity and calm. Leida makam kol cheder v'tashmishay. Know where everything is in life. Know each of your assets personally, what kind of a person you are. Know what your strengths are. Know how to use them and when to use them. That's all kinim ta'ase es ha-teva. So you see, what he's beginning to say is that the teva is your world. What you make of your world. So, firstly, it must be a world without kas. As the Gemara in Pesachim says, that's one of the three that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. Secondly, it has to be a world with calm, with serenity. That's kinim ta'aseh teva. V'gam meseches kinim meira alzeh. The actual name of one of the mesechtes in Kachim is kinim, where it's discussing, indeed, kinim of eifes, boxes and special groupings of birds, which had to be kept separate. Most of the mesechta deals with what happens if and when a bird is found where it doesn't belong, or leaves one group to join another, and it causes a huge problem because the dinim of a chatos and the dinim of, let's say, an oila, those are completely different dinim, and how and where the dam is to be sprinkled, you're going to end up with all kinds of very difficult circumstances, and they are described in Maseches Kinim at length and in detail. V'gam Maseches Kinim meir al zeh. L'chein, mi she ein lo yishuv hadas v'leiv tahor. If you don't have yishuv hadas and you don't have a leiv tahor, ein lo meivin la'amitam es emik divrei Torah hanimtza b'Maseches Kinim. He says, therefore, in order to understand Maseches Kinim, it's not just difficult, and you have to keep a mental and a cognitive cheshbon of what's happening, but you also have to have a correct and calm heart, and then you'll understand and be able to realize the truths that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed in and are vested in the Mishnayos and Kinim. Next, v'chafarta also mibayis u'michutz b'koifer. So v'chafarta means that it should be pitched, covered with pitch inside and out. Hainu shetaver al midasecha v'chafarat from lashon kapara. You have to be forgiving. Not only should you not have kas, but you even have to go to the extent of being maver al midasecha. Ki v'chafarta hainu shetechaper me'oimek libcha. You have to be a person who can forgive. You have to be a person who can let it go. V'hashi'urin me'hateva. The measurements of the teva. Heim oisiyos loshoin. Lamed was the height. Shin was the length. Nun was its width. Gimel meis erech hamishim reichev lamed kaima. This is a remez. He says, v'hainu shelo yelecha loshon sheker. Everything can now be true. If you are calm, and if you understand where and what each aspect in life and your charge and job in life is, and how you need to carry out each of your missions. If you have the ability to forgive those who cannot or will not cooperate with you in what you believe is your task. If you have these qualities, then you can pursue emes. And when pursuing emes, you will be able to avoid any lashon sheker. So that's why lashon and how we speak, he says, is so important and is merumos in the dimensions of the teva. There's also, if you look at the footnote here, footnote Dalet, Beis Yaakov, where he is quoted as having said a different explanation. In the Beis Yaakov, he says that Lashon means that the teva included his silence, meaning that he was not necessarily charged with having to speak about the future, it's going to be fine, we're going to leave the teva, we'll rebuild, I know we will be okay, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is saving us. That was not the shprach, that was not what had to be talked about. Lashon was also behester, it was quiet. He did not speak of his bitachon. But in his heart, he had full bitachon. And that was his mission. His mission was to have full bitachon that he can and will emerge from the teva, rebuild the world, which is quite a task, really. Even if he can't and won't necessarily speak about it while the world is being destroyed. Because that's the point in time when you can't necessarily speak of the reconstruction. Many times that Yidden have been through periods of churban, they first needed to quietly see what the churban is, and then afterwards emerge and then put their betachon to good use. But that does not necessarily mean that they will speak so easily, so readily with betachon of the future while so much of what was is turning into the past, never to be seen again. That's another interpretation. V'gam elu hashiurin heim neged b'chol levavacha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol ma'idecha. He says, furthermore, that the measurements are also to remind us of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol levavacha is the lamed, nafshecha is the nun, u'ma'idecha means everything, every gift that you are given materially. He says that is the shin. We'll see in a moment why. Lamed ames gaiva kenegid b'chol avavcha. Nun reichev the width negid b'chol nafshecha. Gimel meyos erech negid b'chol meidecha. Ki ma'oid haynu b'chol mashe yuchel ha'adam l'shar b'dayta yu l'hoisif. Ma'oid means as much as you can possibly imagine, as much as you can possibly work with in this world, in olam hazeh. V'alzeh reimez ois ha'shin. That's what the ois shin is all about, because the shin is the last of the letters that deals with Olam Hazeh. Hi ha'achrayna sheba aleph beis. Why? Ki soid ha'tof hu kamus la'olam haba. The secret of what tof is all about is hidden away for Olam Haba. For instance, in the Navi Yecheskel, when the tzaddikim are spared and the malach that's coming to destroy Yerushalayim is going to mark those who are to be spared, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Visavisa tov, you should mark them with a tuf. Mark them with a tuf, tuf vav, mark them with a tuf, because the tuf always means a future that the righteous are able to earn. The Zohar talks about the fact that the Maris HaMachpelah was purchased for 400 shekel kesef. Because the kesef is kisufin, something you very much desire. That which a person very much desires is Olam Haba, represented by Tav, which is 400. The minion of Tav is 400. Arba Meos Shekel Kesef that was paid because that which he, Avraham Avinu, wanted to accomplish with Sarah was that they should create such perfection as to reach all the kisufin, all of the desires that ultimately are stored up for the tzaddikim, for the splendor stored up for the tzaddikim for Olam Haba. So Tav is for Olam Haba. The maximal accomplishment materially in this world is Shin, represented always by the word Shin. Alzeh Remez Ois Hashin. Ki Hashin hi ahachrenish ba'alaf beis, ki sayed atof hu kamos l'olam haba. V'lachayn, b'chal makayim sherotsu chachamim l'gazem gozmu k'shaloish meyos. Everywhere that Chazal say it's a guzma, meaning it's an exaggeration to make a point of saying a huge number, they pick 300. For instance, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadi Amud Beis says that there would be as much as 300 kor of ashes in the Tapuach. The Tapuach was the center of the Mizbeach, right? The Tapuach was a center. It was a place in the Mizbeach with a mound of ashes. And the Gemara there says that it could be as great as 300 kor, which would be bigger than the Mizbeach. So again, the Gemara there says, Rava says it's a guzma. Gimel Meis Kahanim Shemeseches Midas. It says that there were decorations of gold at the door and opening of the Heichal, which would require 300 Kahanim to move, because that's how heavy the gold decoration at the Heichal, at the Pesach HaHeichal was. Again, that's a guzma. Why 300? Because 300 is the maximal amount of what you could possibly take in, use, succeed with in Olam Hazeh. Tzoyhar ta'asela teva haynu sheteida ki hakol bidei shamayim. To see, tzoyhar means that you should have light, you should know in your life is a teva, like we said before, the teva is the controlled atmosphere and surroundings of your existence. Tzoyhar ta'asela teva means there should be light, meaning there should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching it, seeing it. The light of Hashem is shining on you, and you should know, Ki tzayhar haynu behiris v'yedia. You should know with clarity, this is all with Hashem's knowledge. This is all with what Hashem has blessed me. This is all with what Hashem has challenged me. This is all with what Hashem and how Hashem wants it to be. That's the tzayhar. That's the light in a person's life. This is all from Hashem. This concept of bringing it up to only a small, narrow amma at the very top, at the roof, when it comes to receiving holy sense and kedusha, you should know that it has to be b'tzimtzum. Don't be a ravsin. In other words, don't think that it's your place to become someone who has Ruach HaKadosh. You're not going to have Ruach HaKadosh. If you think that that's where you're headed, and that's what you want and desire, that's comparable to someone who is a glutton. Don't be gluttonous when it comes to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal, you hope, in spiritual matters to you. No, halavai, we should all be on the Madrega where that's a concern. Then he says, "Upesach hateva b'tzida tosim." The entranceway to your teva should be on the side, not the front, not the back. Hainu, k'meishim mevura al posik, b'kei shalom v'radfehu. Kumaitis b'medrash. The medrash rabba says bakei shalom mimakaimcha, meaning where you are, you should be a mavake shalom, meaning that you should create shalom from where you are and how you live before you even pursue shalom where there is challenge to peace with those around you. First, you should be a source of shalom. There should be no impediments to shalom coming forth from you before you are roidev shalom more actively with others where there's a challenge perhaps with this other person to achieve shalom. First, you should have innately and in your stance, not necessarily a passive stance, but in your nature, there should be ways of shalom before you even are roidev shalom. V'radfeyu means mimakam acher. That means haynu mitzitcha u'mikachacha. Lo yiyah shum meniyah l'shalom. From you, from your own place, there should be no source of machlekes, no source of unhappiness to anyone, no source of friction or tension. Ach gam lirdef ach chaveira l'karev es atzme l'chaveira. But then again, to run after somebody else, to seek shalom where it's difficult to achieve. Gam zois ein men hatzoyrech, that cannot always be accomplished, and you can't always seek shalom in all instances outside of yourself, meaning in all your relationships with others where you are going to try to bring about shalom in spite of what other people are doing and in spite of how other people are living. That's not so simple. Why are you looking to make peace and shalom and to be at one with everyone? Maybe they don't belong in your life. Maybe they're not positive effects for you. Maybe they are not going to be good friends. Meaning, maybe they're not a positive influence. Maybe they're not ready to join you where you are in life and in Yiddishkeit. On the other hand, to actively push people away, that you shouldn't do. So that's why your relationship with others is defined here as betzida. So you have a teva, and how you live is in your teva. And he has described how life in that teva is to be with no kas, with a sense of serenity, with careful speech, and now he's dealing with how about how you relate to others. The door is on the side, meaning there is shalom. I do not do anything to challenge others or to cause a lack of good, peaceful, happy relationships and constructive relationships for the sake of others and for the sake of society. Do I pursue others and try to make them part of my life? That's betzida tosim, it's on the side, meaning not everybody should I pursue. Not everybody should I bring in. V'zeh pirish betzida tosim loy bepirsu. Then he says, tachtiyim shniyim ushlishim ta'aseha. He says, haynu shenitztava noach leida eich lehisnagim gimel banov. He has three sons. Inside the teva, there are three compartments. Now, of course, the compartments were for people, animals, and the lowest for waste. But the concept of three levels is how do you relate to and engage with the other people in your family? How do you engage and relate to and foster greatness in your children? He has to know each in accordance with his son's level and capacity. Imcham kifi madregasai. Haynu tachtiyim. Cham will be spoken to about the most practical and mundane matters. She says, dabur imay rak lifonim, meaning face to face about things that are very this worldly. Vim yefes shniyim. Yefes is capable of a bit more. Vim shame shlishiyim. Haynu shetidabur imay me'aymek halev. There with Shem, you can speak with depth and from the depth of your heart. And to Shem, you'll speak about wonders of Hashem, the secrets and mysteries of Torah. You'll speak to him about hechara enyonim, about higher, greater things. Chum in the opposite direction, only the most mundane matters. And Yefes in between. Those are the three. What?
It's the same, like the Arba Bonim and the Haggadah, the same idea. You're supposed to relate to each one.
You have to relate to each one, and here he had three sons, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meramis to him that you'll have to foster greatness in each of them, and look, they're going to be the future of the world. He's carrying with him the future of the world. His sons are the future of mankind. Would that everybody's home look about the raising of children and think about the raising of children that way. B'chol zeh haya eitzos l'noyach kodim she nishlam, before he became a mushlam, before he became a completely worked over, worked out and perfected person, these were the guidances Hashem gave him. This is the guidance Hashem gave him. Eich yastir atzmai, how he shall control every aspect of his life. When he left the teva, and his mission is complete, and he is a complete man, and he is now Noach, father of the three sons who will now populate the world. We find that there he was out of the teva, and all the lessons of the teva were no longer followed. Not to his credit. But they were no longer followed. He drank. He became drunk. Indeed, it was kayas on chum, let it out, and cursed Canaan. And he did not forgive. Once a person is a mushlam, now he doesn't have to have this perfect control, because once he's a mushlam, he is naturally doing what it is that Hashem wants him to be doing. Ki oz hakol ritzayin Hashem. He is in line with everything that Hashem Yisbaruch wants him to be in line with, and to do only what Hashem wants him to do, and it is natural for that to happen, so he can be mispashit, meaning he doesn't have to have all that level of being mitzamtzem himself. He doesn't have to be master himself. He doesn't have to have gvulin. Gvulin meaning, he doesn't have to limit himself. But if you lose boundaries, so you could end up falling, which it appears Noach unwittingly suffered because he let go of the boundaries. But the life that he was being guided toward is the life we are guided toward, which is that we should make a teva, which is that there are boundaries and limitations, and that there are certain ways through which we can be in control of our emotions, be in control of our kas, be forgiving, and very importantly, to have serenity. That serenity is brightened, it is, so to speak, illuminated by knowing Tzayar Tasa LaTeva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the light inside of our lives, and that everything I know and see, that everything is happening with Hashem and by His will and in accordance with His will. The Teva has a Pesach B'tzido Tosim. That's my relationship to others outside. It has to be, so to speak, open, but doesn't have to be the front door. Not everybody and not everyone would successfully meld with me, b'shalom. But I have to be one of shalom and one who seeks shalom when possible with others, and pursuing it when it's possible. And hence that opening, while not for everyone, b'tzido, is there on the side, so that for the possibilities, they will be, Mirtz Hashem, let in. For those for whom it's possible, they'll become a part, peacefully and productively, a part of my life and what I do and with whom I do it.